Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we take a look at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of December 18th through the 25th. We have a big week underway in the world of astrology as the Sun in Sagittarius makes a conjunction to the galactic center. We then have the Sun entering Capricorn, which is the solstice point, and then we begin Capricorn season, followed by the last eclipse of 2019 on December 25th or 26th, depending on your location on the planet. So we have some big transitions underway in this week ahead, and I'm excited to speak with you more about these energies so that you can connect with them in your chart and in your life. I believe the purpose of astrology is to support us, to help us be in alignment with where we are moving through this world, to understand where we are supported in our healing, in our power, and in our choices. So there's a lot to get into in this episode, so let's just dive right in and see what we can cover here in this 45-minute show. So the Sun is now traveling through the final degrees of Sagittarius. As I do this show live, the Sun is at 26 degrees of Sagittarius, and the galactic center is at 27 degrees and 7 minutes. When the Sun is conjunct the galactic center, it brings in light to our planet. It brings in awareness. It brings in energy and motivation. It helps us see the bigger picture, to open up to even more possibilities and potentials. The galactic center is about expanding our consciousness. It's about rising above what we were taught or what we thought was truth, and to see more, to seek more. And this is especially true in the astrology sign of Sagittarius, which is about understanding the higher perceptions that we might not know at first. Sagittarius takes us higher. It takes us into an expansive place of consciousness. So this is a time of big truths being revealed, of information coming forward that was previously hidden or suppressed. And this energy is very much connecting with what we went through in late November when both Jupiter and Venus were conjunct the galactic center through a very rare time of truth opening. So I see this as a vastness of light, of light codes and energy coming onto the earth from bigger energy sources and lifting away, blasting away what has kept humanity in a place of darkness or in a place of limitation. The Sagittarius energy is restless. It wants to move. It wants choices, new options, and it wants to keep learning. So we actually have two examples of this energy coming through at this time, and they both relate to religious structures. Sagittarius is about religion, about belief systems, and about what those belief systems create in terms of your worldview. So two examples happening right now in current events involve both the Catholic Church and the Mormon Church. The Catholic Church is undergoing a very deep investigation at this time, and there was a secrecy rule in place called pontifical secrecy that used to limit the church's cooperation with law enforcement around sex abuse cases. Meaning, the clerics, the church, the priests did not have to proactively report abuse claims to law enforcement officials, and they did not have to go public with any documents related to sex abuse in the church. Yes. This was a true rule, and that decision has been revoked. Now it's been decided that this must be shared with the public, and that's because of how much trouble the Catholic Church is in at various levels of energies, by the way, from the very deep darkness and the dark practices all the way up to what the 3D world and the power structures have been involved in. So all of this is now coming out and it's being revealed. And this is very much about the energies of truth And think about how long this type of secrecy rule has been in place. Decades, if not centuries. So truth is coming out. The second example that's unfolding right now in the real world is with the Mormon Church and how the Mormon Church had $100 billion that were allegedly mishandled. $100 billion. Did we even know the Mormon Church was that rich? Well, allegedly, those monies were mishandled and they were designated for charitable purposes, but the church has been accused of investing $100 billion in for-profit ventures instead of in charitable ventures. So this is all coming out, and that brings up some big tax issues. But also, it shows what is really happening behind the scenes with these institutions. So there's been a lot of secrecy around religious institutions, and that's part of these revelations. That's part of what's coming forward and coming out. And of course, brings up many more questions, both of a personal nature and of a business nature. So this is the energy of this time, the time that we're living in. Secrets revealed, truth coming out, information finally being passed on in a public way to the people. And that's what's going to continue into 2020. So the sun moves across the galactic center, and at an individual level, it's working with you to amplify your consciousness in this lifetime. So stay aware of new information coming through that resonates, even if you don't completely understand it yet, but it sparks something in you. It lights you up. It has the statements of truth, and you feel a curiosity to keep exploring it. Now, Mercury is going to come across this galactic center December 26th through the 29th. That's because of the orb of which Mercury will move across the galactic center. And it's going to bring in new information, new stories, new details, and new specifics about what has been happening. So that last week in December is really about the truth-telling energies. And it's quite exciting during this time of the Great Awakening that more information is coming out, that it's being shared, information in letters, for example, strong written letters that are revealing truths and people's motivations. All of that is coming out to the public, and it's making a clear stance on where people stand, on what is light, what is truth, what have been the motivations or intentions behind the scene. All of that is getting hit by very strong light at this time. So the sun will finish up its time in Sagittarius, and then it will move to 0 degrees of Capricorn, which is the solstice point. This happens on December 21st at 11:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is when the sun gets to 0 degrees of Capricorn. And it's known as the Aries point. And I know that's confusing because it's not in Aries, the astrological sign. But the zero point of the cardinal signs is the initiation period for the next season. And here in the northern hemisphere, it's the season of winter. In the southern hemisphere, it's the season of summer. So this solstice point is also when we have the period of shifting from the darkest days to more light in the northern hemisphere. So in the northern hemisphere, and so many of you are global that I want to do this justice, that the northern hemisphere, we have been experiencing increasing darkness. And at the solstice point, we start to move towards increasing light. This is key right now in how the energies shift every time we embark at a solstice point. So we're moving into a very dynamic period of energy because right after the solstice, we then have the December 25th and 26th Capricorn new moon solar eclipse. And this is a very big energy point of both initiation and beginnings and release. I describe it as a changeover energy. It's a turning point eclipse. Whenever we have an eclipse conjunct the south node, we're letting go. We are removing. We are allowing things to end and be complete and fall away. the south node being at 7-8 degrees of Capricorn, and the eclipse point being at 4 degrees of Capricorn. It's a strong conjunction. And to add into the recipe here, we have Jupiter in Capricorn conjunct the south node. So you have a lineup of the sun, the moon, Jupiter, and the south node huddled together in this first decan of Capricorn, saying it's time for endings, while simultaneously the energy of a new moon, a solar eclipse no less, is a very powerful beginning. So you have a changing of the guards, the end of a dynasty, the beginning of a new rule, so to speak. And by rule, I don't mean government politics. I mean of light. I mean a sense of there's new light coming into the planet that's washing away a lot of the horrible energies that have been here. And I feel like this turning point energy of this eclipse is powerful and poignant, and it's supporting us in our continual expansion of justice, integrity, and the right use of power on the planet. So a very big eclipse mixed in with other very big energies at this time. And this could feel like you're ready for what's next, but you have responsibilities to what you're currently in. There's a sense of a new beginning and a new start with every new moon solar eclipse, but you're also perhaps tied to some things, or you have to handle business. You have to take care of what's in front of you. You can't just start and stop easily. There's a sense of two things happening where one is ending, one is beginning, two wheels turning, and they're requiring a lot of your energy. I have a video for you on YouTube that talks more about this Capricorn new moon solar eclipse, where I go into more of the details and specifics of these energies. So please check that out, because that's going to help you understand how this is showing up in your natal astrology chart and what changes you are ready for in this area of your life. Now, over the next week, we have other big shifts happening, and I want to touch on how Mars in Scorpio is currently sextiling Saturn in Capricorn at 19 degrees, and then is going to sextile Pluto in Capricorn at 22 degrees. And these energies are active from December 17th through the 23rd. So this Mars in Scorpio brings in the action, the movement, the determination to get things done, to move it ahead, to say, okay, I've got to really work on completing what I thought I couldn't get to. I mean, I feel this energy as something bigger than you supporting your next steps. What you're passionate about is supported right now, and what no longer resonates and no longer calls to you is going to feel dead. And that's because Scorpio energy is all or nothing. And so when we have Mars in Scorpio, you gain clarity around what is best for your energy now, where you feel powerful, where you feel in charge, where you're ready to take something forward. This is a great time for anything that you've been working on throughout this year or contemplating, any projects, anything with business, anything with work and jobs, professional goals. Now is the time to trust that energy, to move it forward. And I know that in a lot of ways we think, oh, things slow down for the holidays and I can't get as much done. Not this year. This is a time where you could get a lot done with less effort and in less time. Highly productive energy here. So please make the most of it, make the use of it however it shows up for you. That could be that, you know, you're on the computer while you're on a flight, or you find that you have to take care of something and you're staying up later or you're getting up earlier. There's just a lot of energy here for us to move some things forward, and trust that, absolutely trust the timing of it. So we have strong Mars energy over this next week, which is the masculine energy of purpose, focus, direction. And then we also have strong Venus energy. Venus enters Aquarius on December 20th. And in Aquarius, Venus has the capacity to work with more people, to engage, to go bigger, to look at where she is inspired for the future. Aquarius being very much a forward-thinking, visionary energy, when Venus comes in, she connects us with what we want in the future, our fresh ideas about where we're going, and the support to get there. Venus is the feminine energies of receiving, connecting, relationships, and she brings in people to work with for those forward endeavors. So it's almost like whatever you thought you had to do on your own, which is very much a Capricorn theme, Venus brings in the people or the support systems, the clients, the sense of connecting with others who are on the same page. She makes it easier to form those relationships or even to assess who really sees you. Now, the dichotomy with Aquarius is that, yes, it is a group energy, but it's also about individuation and how Aquarius can be that rebel who says, I don't want to share my toys. I don't want to do this with others. I want to do it on my own. But once you've gone through the Aquarius journey, which can include being an outcast or a misfit, seeking where you belong or finding a tribe, you then discover how you're different, how you're special, how you're unique. You tap into who you really are and you begin to develop a strength in this part of yourself, the strength to be yourself, the strength to be yourself in the world. So Venus comes into Aquarius and gives you that love of who you are in your own skin. And then that is the energy you take out into the world and connect to form those right relationships, those partnerships, those group experiences based on an energetic resonance with others. So it could feel like you've been kicked out, so to speak, or you don't fit in at first, but all of that is part of the Aquarius intention to reconnect you with your own individual spark. And once you do that, then you connect with others of the same frequency. So Venus comes in here and she says, damn, I'm awesome. Yes, I'm cool. She looks at your own style, looks at your own finesse, your own sparkle, what makes you stand out, what makes you feel good about yourself. And that's what you then bring into your life and into the world. So this Venus in Aquarius can be quite eccentric. She definitely likes to go her own way and do her own thing, but she is wonderful at being connected to others, at the conversations, and is going to help you with where you're ready to embark on these. I feel it is a very fresh energy coming through. Now, it's good to be aware of this Aquarian journey because as Venus enters Aquarius, she's going to do two things at the same time. Venus in Aquarius will sextile Chiron in Aries at the same time that she squares Uranus in Taurus. And these energies are strongest December 21st and 22nd. Venus is always about relationships, our relationship to ourselves that we then take into relationships with others. And so she could show you which friendships you have time for over the holidays. If you're traveling, if you're creating plans right now, you could have some clarity around who to meet up with and who not to connect with. When Venus squares Uranus in Taurus, that brings up money because of the whole financial aspect of Venus and unexpected bills or unexpected things coming through. It can be good news, of course, but oftentimes that Uranus in Taurus is some kind of unexpected announcement or shock. And it's showing you what you truly value and what you really want. So I feel like this Venus in Aquarius energy, the energy is going to shift December 20th. And then the 21st and 22nd, it could be a little choppy as you figure out who's right for you at this time. And the purpose is to keep loving yourself, keep accepting who you are, to not take rejection personally, or anything that isn't connecting right now, you could look at it as simple energetics. It's just not lining up. Maybe it'll happen next year. It's not connecting for me anymore. Maybe I'm done with this. So it's remembering to carry your self-love with you, regardless of what's happening outside of you. On the same day that we have Venus entering Aquarius, we also have Mercury in Sagittarius squaring Neptune in Pisces. And this is happening at 16 degrees. It's happening to help you disconnect from too much energy or pressure on your mind. And when Mercury squares Neptune, we don't have the full story. We don't have all the details. We could feel like we can't focus. I don't want to do this right now. I need to take a break. That square can have a frustration to it. And it's important to simply detach and take a break. So again, that's December 20th, the same day that Venus enters Aquarius. And I feel like that Friday could also be really busy, you know, being the last Friday before the Christmas holiday. And when a lot of people are traveling, this can set up issues with travel. So double check everything, confirm details, verify information, and ensure that you've got what you need because Mercury squaring Neptune and Pisces is a removal. Things are removed. They're taken away. They're dissolved. They're confused. So that's a good thing to be aware of, especially during the big travel season. Now, another strong energy that I feel is important to talk about again is how Saturn is returning to 20 degrees of Capricorn. Now, I discussed this in the part two December astrology show, where I went into more about the second half of December. So please check out that podcast episode if you want more. But I just want to reiterate that when Saturn returns to 20 degrees of Capricorn, there are decisions. These are official decisions. These are big commitments. These are changes based on what you've been moving through in 2019. And this energy is strong December 19th to the 28th. Now, this 20 degree point is important because 20 degrees of Capricorn is where Saturn stationed direct and hung out for many weeks in April and May 2019. It's also the degree point where Pluto stationed direct and was hanging out for a while in September and October of this year. And then 20 degrees of Capricorn is important because the January 10th eclipse is at 20 degrees of Cancer, and the Sun and Mercury will be at 20 degrees of Capricorn. So again, it's this point of significant change. And with Saturn here, it must be done so responsibly. It must be done so for the long term. And it's an objective decision. It's an objective understanding of how the world works. So this could be a time when there's more business announcements, when more retail stores are announcing, that they can't make it or that their finances did not show up this year to support them. Capricorn being about business. So there's professional decisions to be made these last 2 weeks of the year. Professional decisions that you've probably been chewing on and contemplating throughout this year. They could have been hard and difficult. And this is a time of saying, okay, I understand what needs to happen for myself and for the next chapter in my life. It's also going to help free up any stuck energy that you've had. It's probably going to take a load off and you'll feel some relief when it's the right decision for you. And it's going to come about in January as well. It could be that you're making some quiet decisions, internal decisions, Capricorn being the energy of the hermit. there's things that you've been looking at and assessing and thinking about, and you know what needs to happen. And then in January, the announcements come through. The decisions are public. So understand that even if you know what needs to happen next, based on this year especially, it could be in January when that information really comes out, because that's, again, when the Sun and Mercury will be conjunct at 20 degrees of Capricorn. So understand that it is a time of change, and that's what this is about. This is taking responsibility for who you are now and what you need next. And it's very much a self-assessment. It's something that you know. And as much as the external world will show up with its facts and details and information, there's something that you know. And this is your intuitive growth being validated. This is where you're understanding how you can trust yourself. And you can trust yourself to go forward. You can trust yourself to figure out the unknown, to figure out what needs to come together and be built. As I was getting ready for this podcast episode, I was reminded of a story in history that I find really fascinating, and it has to do with Peter the Great, who was one of the supreme rulers of Russia during the 17th into 18th century. And Peter the Great did a lot for Russia. Now, he was called Peter the Great because he's huge and massive, and he was a bully, and he wasn't the nicest person, but he was a visionary, and he actually helped modernize Russia because he had the vision to look to the West and to see what the Western countries were doing. And as he was exploring and getting an understanding of what was happening in the world, which is very Sagittarius, by the way, very much about, well, what else is going on? What else do I need to know? What else can I develop and grow? Well, Peter the Great realized that other countries had navies. And Russia, even though it was this vast, giant, mammoth plot of land on the globe, did not have a navy. And Peter the Great saw what other countries were doing, especially the Baltic countries, and wanted Russia to be a part of that, wanted to modernize Russia, and wanted Russia to be strong on the oceans, especially considering how the earth is covered in water. He wanted Russia to have that naval fleet. So what Peter the Great did was build and develop St. Petersburg into the capital of Russia. Now, you have to understand that St. Petersburg, what we know of it now, was originally marshland. It was not a plot of land even. It wasn't steady or strong. And so he brought in, over decades of work, the resources and the people to create a foundation on the water. And this would then be the port, one of the ports, for Russia's naval fleet. So astrologically, we have the energy of Sagittarius looking beyond what is known, understanding there's more. What can I do next? Where can I grow? And then we have in the Capricorn energies of cement, concrete, foundation. This is what I'm going to build based on what I've seen, based on the knowledge I've accumulated, based on what I've learned about the world and the bigger picture. So that's what Capricorn does, is it builds up what has been learned from Sagittarius. So Peter the Great basically builds St. Petersburg and does so in a way that wasn't exactly proper and correct, considering he used a lot of peasant labor. He did not treat them well. He took advantage of people. So again, he wasn't the best guy on the block, but he developed this city, this port city out of nothing, based on the vision he had for Russia to have a naval fleet and that military presence. So St. Petersburg was the capital of Russia for a number of years, and then that capital was moved. But that's why St. Petersburg is really this fascinating story, because it was simply marshland that was developed. This is true in other countries, certainly in Paris, the Marais, that was also marshland and developed. So this is how new parts of the world are created. They're created with that vision of what is possible. And this is what you're applying in your life, is that you could look around and see, okay, I've got this piece of my life that maybe it's kind of a marshland and it's soggy and wet and it doesn't have a firm foundation, but I'm going to build that. I'm going to put something in that cements the energy based on what I've learned about myself, based on who I am. I think this is really important to know, that with all the endings and completions that are happening, with all the karma clearing out, everything you've had to let go of, everything that shifted and changed permanently, it's really like that part of your life that you know you can't go back to. And I've shared this through many episodes, that it's sort of like you're standing on a road and there's nothing behind you. You couldn't even turn around and go back if you wanted to, but you don't want to. And so your energy is moving you forward because there's new lands to explore. There's new things to build. There's new places to go that are waiting for you. But our focus has been on what's completing and what's ending and the challenges, and it's been very heavy. And this is a cycle of stepping forward, and it could feel like inches. You know, you're just stepping forward inches, or it could feel like, well, I take one step forward and two steps back. And that's part of divine timing. That's part of allowing the universe, God, source, spirit to support you in a way that you can't see right now when you're in the hardship or when you're in the challenges. It's often in hindsight that we see where the support showed up or how everything was perfectly timed or why you had to hang out and stall in something for a while. So remember to go easy on yourself. Remember to just be light on yourself at this time. It's been a big time. It's been a big decade. There's been a lot that shifted and changed. And it's leading us to these next chapters and these new starts. And that, again, is part of this Capricorn new moon solar eclipse at 4 degrees, conjunct Jupiter, conjunct the South Node, where endings are happening in a very clear way. And that might be a good word to remember. It's very clear. It's very clear what's over. It's very clear what's ending. And that could even be within you. You could feel some very big, significant changes. Many people are awakening now. They are opening up to understanding more. That's part of this rise in astrology, where astrology helps us understand the cycles and themes and patterns of our world. It helps us tap into our potentials and the timing of it all. And the eclipses are going to move you forward, ready or not. And I really hope that you feel that and see it as these turning point blessings. And I know it can happen in different ways for different people, absolutely, meaning it can happen quickly for some and slow for others. But there's a sense that the changes are real and the changes are happening because you are needed somewhere else now. And that is God, source, spirit, the universe, having you tap into a new soul assignment, that soul mission, soul work that you've always loved, that you've always wanted to do, or that's called to you. You know, there was even a time when it was a lot harder to do certain kinds of work on the planet. And I'm a businesswoman, and part of how I look at my astrology practice and what I teach and share is that there are limitations in what you can do with certain business models. And nowadays, there are so many resources available that the ability to share with thousands of people is very practical and very realistic. That wasn't the case 10 years ago. There's things I can do now with the classes that I teach, with the videos, with what I offer you, that I can get out to more people in a way that was a lot harder to do even 5 years ago. And so now I find that with the astrology that I share, which, by the way, astrology is just 1/3 of my work. I have my books and I have my business development stuff. So astrology is just 1/3 of what I offer. But it flows now because there's more resources available and people are at a place of wanting this information. Please know this is true for millions of you. Like, there's a timing here where you're more supported now than you would have been 5 years ago. That the roadblocks you came up against, you won't have those anymore. And I was talking with a very, very good friend of mine, one of my best friends, and she's been on this journey with me for many years. And we used to talk about all the hardships of our online work, of like, oh, I did all this work and nothing happened, or I did this and it didn't come through, or this was something I worked on and I had to do this much more. It was like she and I were in it. Like, we were in the weeds. We were in the hardships of it, but we kept going because it was like, you do it because you love it. That's it. That's why you show up, and that's why you follow a passion. And so now there was a timing in place that we see, and it's like, okay, we had to go through all that because everything we went through, now we can teach you and share with you to save you the hassle of wasting your time on things that don't work anymore. For example, you know, email marketing had its heyday, I would say at least maybe eight years ago. And that means that it was very strong and it brought in a lot of big results. And I did email marketing. I was an email marketing consultant for a Fortune 500 company. They would send one email, make millions of dollars. Well, as that unfolded and more retailers did that, you know, your inbox became really crowded. And so the results that email brought in diminished. And then you had to go back and say, okay, what are we doing next? What are we going to do next? And then you have Instagram, and then you have video, and then you have all these other new marketing endeavors that are bringing in different results because it's always changing. It's always shifting. And if you're in marketing, if you've been in the digital environment for a while, you know that. So now email marketing is not as important as it used to be. One thing that I have a problem with, and I will tell you, is that there are people out there teaching stuff that no longer works. I have a problem with that. I find that that is not in integrity. Like, here, I'm going to sell you a course for $500 or $1,000, but I'm not going to tell you that this information peaked 4 years ago. I have a problem with that because it's not right. It's not true. And you wouldn't know that if this information is new to you. What I'm saying is that all of this Capricorn energy, the business, career, the job, soul mission, soul work, it's more supported than ever, but you have to move forward and you have to take what works with you and leave the rest behind. And there's a lot that is not as effective these days. There's a lot that isn't bringing in results like it used to. But if people are making money off of you because they're selling outdated information, well, that's their journey to take. But I'm sharing this because it's really important to me to help healers and people doing their business be successful. And that's part of my soul mission work. So that's what I'm going to be bringing more of to you in 2020. And I guess that's why I had to do this little rant. So sorry about that. It wasn't what I was expecting to do, but I feel like it's necessary to know that if you're going to do your work in the world and you're going to help hundreds, thousands, or millions of people, there's ways to be successful with that. And I'm going to help you with that in 2020. Part of what we're all doing right now is getting clear on what we're establishing, getting clear on what works for us, what works for you, who you are, what lights you up, where your passion is, where your drive is, where you feel called to contribute. And this could be professionally, but I feel like there's also this strong implication at an individual personal level, no matter what you do in the world, no matter what your profession, your job, even if you don't have a job, even if you're unemployed right now, you still carry light. You still carry energy. You still have a powerful aura that can affect people in a positive way. And the Capricorn energy is about how you share that energy in the world. And as you rise in consciousness and you understand more of who you are and what you're here to offer, it's going to bring you a beautiful sense of peace and power in yourself. And I feel that that then gets supported at a soul level. So know that we're all stepping up. We're leveling up.
We've learned a lot. We're going to keep learning. The learning doesn't stop, but you keep learning, you keep growing. And that's how you move forward into this whole new chapter that I feel is going to reward people who have been through some really hard stuff. And in a previous show, I talked about the leapfrogging energy. Get ready. You know, get ready to be propelled forward. You know, quantum leaps happen. Things can develop quickly based on what you've been through, based on what you've learned, and being in alignment with what you really want and who you really are. So it's a very exciting time. These eclipses are going to bring it in. Get ready. Get ready for the changes and the movement and the transition. Get ready for the bursts forward. I am offering monthly astrology webinars now so that you can look at how the energies are showing up for you every month of the year. And this is important because you're going to learn more about your astrology chart, but you're going to learn more about where these eclipses are happening for you. You know, what's coming up for you during every Mercury retrograde? What is happening for you during some of these big transits, these big aspects? The monthly webinars are more of a deep dive, and it's different than the 2020 Soul Growth webinars that are about the whole year of 2020, right? So you have the 2020 overview. These are the big energies happening in 2020, and then the monthly webinars go more into the specifics. And that's how I want to help you look at what you're ready for. Look at what your choices could be that are in alignment with divine timing. It is certainly an exciting time on planet Earth as these big energies come through, awaken more people, reveal truths, reveal secrets, reveal what we need to know so that we can move forward into a more powerful chapter. And I really appreciate that we are sharing this journey together. Next Monday, I'll be sharing with you a podcast about Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron and what they are doing in 2020. And then the following week, I'll be talking about Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto and what they are doing in 2020. I am traveling over the holiday season, but I am still releasing these podcasts for you. And so they are pre-recorded. But that's so that I can spend time with my family and enjoy some downtime as well, because we really need it during eclipse season. And make sure to give yourself that downtime as needed. Make sure to look at what your body is telling you, the messages that are essential for your well-being, and to trust that in yourself. You'll find more about my current offerings at mollymccord.online, as well as at consciouscoolchic.com. And I have some links in the show description for more information on what I've mentioned in this podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you a beautiful week ahead, very big energies, very exciting time, and I'll be back with an episode on December 25th, and by then we will fully be in eclipse energies and ready to rock and roll. Thanks so much for joining me, and I wish you a beautiful solstice ahead. Take good care.